Okay, so today's topic is empathy. And it really came to me to talk about this because I think our society lacks empathy. I think we're seeing a time in our country where there's a tremendous lack of empathy out there. And we need to have empathy for a lot of reasons. And I think, and I don't want to get into a lot of this, but I think this country's hit like a perfect storm. We have the lockdown for the coronavirus for a few months, and now we have all this racism going on that's really awful, and it almost makes me feel like I'm back in the 1960s. But the idea is that, I don't think all of this may have happened if we wouldn't have had the coronavirus lockdown. I think there's so much stress built up from the lockdown, people losing their jobs, people collecting unemployment, people trying to make ends meet. I mean, there's so much fear in our country today that a lot of horrible things are happening everywhere. And it's just a sadness in my heart. And it's kind of like, so where do we need to show empathy? And this is not just showing empathy. This is, of course, about our businesses and how we grow our businesses and how we get people involved. So we really want to look at, with interpersonal skills taking such a beating, we need to step up and show up big. And that's how I approach all of this. I show this is a time for people to shine in the community instead of being arrogant about what they don't know, pounding on their chest about all their knowledge or their opinions and everything else. I think it's time to show heart and compassion. Show heart and compassion. And when you talk about interpersonal skills and this concept of empathy, Stephen Covey did such a great job in his book, and 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And if you haven't read that book, I've probably read it 6 times. I mean, it's such a terrific book. I've outlined it. I've trained on it. Stephen Covey, comes from the intellectual side, so, it's not the easiest read perhaps for a lot of people, but the principles he has in his book are just absolute never-ending principles. So one of his habits he has in the book is something called seek first to understand and then to be understood. Right? Seek first to understand. Yeah. And the reality is our world today, and this is looking, again, not just at what's currently current events, because I'm speaking about how you do your business, but when you're doing your business and you're communicating with people, that's our number one thing to do is go out and communicate with people. Go out, meaning not necessarily leave the creature comforts of your home today with all the social media devices we have and all the 101 ways we can connect with people without getting out of our easy chair. But the idea is connecting with people. Seek first to understand and then be understood. I think a lot of times when we're out there marketing products to people, we always want to be center front. We get so self-conscious about saying the right things, doing the right thing, all the things that we feel we have to know or have to say, and instead of the most important thing, which is saying nothing or asking questions, right? So it's about showing empathy. And the reality is people really don't listen today. People are just either not that interested in what you're saying or they're too focused on their own agenda. So it's really tough to get people online and to have somebody sit back and really listen to you. So our issue is going to be coming from understanding what and why. Get engaged with people. Allow them to talk, of course, and just be engaged with them. So before you start preparing your response, which we tend to do, the minute somebody starts talking, our head starts going, oh, my gosh, what am I going to say in response, blah, 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 blah. Instead of just blank slating that brain and just listening, because blank slate listening, that's what it's all about. And that's empathy, because just the fact that you listen is something greater than what they've been exposed to in so many other areas. So it's about really getting into their shoes, understanding, seeking first to understand what the other person has to say. What is it that they want? What are they looking for? What are their greatest fears? What are they understanding? And, if they're not talking about their health or the health of their kids or something that rings a bell with you around your Manatech business, then just listen to them and build connection with whatever that conversation is. You can always shift the conversation. But to not hear them at first and show empathy and seek to understand them and what are their gravest concerns. Because typically, if you can show empathy for somebody's gravest concerns, they'll follow you anywhere because there aren't a lot of people that are good listeners today. So that one attribute in and of itself is going to make you a winner. You're going to be the number one attractor factor. I love the story that people say. They go, they went out and interviewed, they did this little research project, and they went out and interviewed the people that were sitting next to them. I think that one was done in an airplane, another one was done in just another environment like a conference or something. And they interviewed the people that sat next to the people that were primed to just be great listeners. And the people that sat next to them, all they did was, oh my gosh, I met this most incredible person. She was so awesome. I just fell in love with her. I was kind of like, where have you been all my life? Blah, 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 blah. And then they start saying, well, besides they most of them knew the person's name, but a lot of them didn't. And then they didn't know anything about the other person. The fact that they fell in love with them and they were the most awesome person they'd ever known is because they listened to them. It was all based on one thing. They listened to them. They asked questions. They were truly interested instead of being interesting. We have this ego that causes us to believe we have to be interesting to other people for them to show any interest in us. And that's really not true. We will get more out of a conversation by being interested. We will build deeper relationships with people by being interested than we ever will by being interesting. And if you get that one down, your business will truly take off because people will find you extremely unique and they will describe you as a big heart, somebody who really cares. And that's what empathy is about, right? It's about us showing how much we care. So the importance here is to look at seeking first that understanding about what's going on for the person. And that's so true whenever you're in the marketing or sales industry. You want to find out. You don't go out there and push people to want something. You find out what's important to them. And we already know that health and wealth are the two top, you know, concepts in people's minds. Everybody would like to be financially secure, and there's no one I know that doesn't want to have good health, right? Some people might have given up on it, but they would love to have it. So we have the best of both worlds in what we're marketing and the opportunity that we're marketing. But we just need to listen to them and allow them to interface with you and say it in their words about what they're looking for. So it's a concept that people out there just want to be understood, valued, and affirmed. And when you do that through listening, you are going to be listening with the intent to understand and create great relationships. And why has empathy lost its luster in our society? I think, again, we get myopic with our thinking. We get into survival mode. I come first. We get fear that runs us, which should never be. Remember what fear stands for, false expectations appearing real. And I was in the midst of a conversation this weekend with people about the coronavirus and how it impacted our lives. In fact, I was on a radio talk show, or was it what was that called that I was on?
A talk show.
And they were asking me questions about it, and it was such a joy to be able to talk about, you know, when the coronavirus hit, I had no fear. I had no fear. And, of course, I believe part of that's my faith as well, but I had no fear. I just looked at it as, how can I help other people? And from coming from a perspective of how we can help other people, how can I pour into other people's lives? How can I help offset other people who do have fear? How do I help nurture them back to looking at it like, okay, this too will pass, right? But, of course, the business, a lot of you saw it as well because you're all in the health industry, that your businesses took off and went crazy by just pouring into other people, helping them and support them to make better decisions for their health so they can support themselves. So get out of the survival mode or the fear mode and just get into, contribution. When you come from contribution, there's not a lot of room for fear. Even when I find that when I go in the mission field and I'm going down to countries and I'm in these towns that are like ransacked by all sorts of people, they live like in the Wild Wild West, and people wonder, and they're, you know, even my husband gets fearful for me. He's scared, and he's worried about me being safe, and I don't even have, safe isn't even a concept for me, because I feel what I'm doing is so bloody important. And so it's the same way when I'm out there sharing about health with people. I don't have a fear. I don't fear rejection. I don't fear anything, because I know that I know that I know, just as all of you do, that you have something that's so helpful for people. But let's not, you know, grandstand on it. Let's really, again, have empathy, get to know what their concerns are, listen to them, feel their heartbeat. You know, it's about be with them so we can truly understand them. And then when you get a chance to talk about it, you can talk about it from a personal perspective of what they've already told you, so you can communicate in their terms instead of in your terms. Because most of these people don't need to know the 1,001 facts you'd love to spew because you're such a genius about things. They just want to be healthy, or they just want their daughter to get better, or they just, whatever it is that they reveal when you become that great listener, right? And you don't jump on something the minute they say, oh my gosh, you should see what we have. That is so selfish. So stop it. Let them finish. Let them feel their heart, feel their pain. Be with. It's the most important two words in a conversation. Be with. And that's why they call this be with listening. So when you look at the empathy and what's going on out there, even with the coronavirus, we have people on both ends of the spectrum, right? We have some that are throwing themselves into it and giving everything out of their life, the healthcare workers and everybody else. And then we have other people calling coronavirus a ruse, or remember at the beginning stages they're a ruse, or that this is, someone just made this up, this is false, this is that. We love conspiracy theories. We love to make stuff up. MSUs everywhere. Instead of showing empathy for the millions that are affected and continue to being affected. In fact, I don't know about some of you, but in the state of Texas, our coronavirus cases are on the rise. They've been rising ever since we stopped, you know, this keeping the restrictions on being socially connected, and the social distancing rules went out of place, and all of a sudden, wow, isn't that intriguing how the coronavirus incidents are on the uptick everywhere. Right? I think there's 23 states now seeing it going up. But we just need to sit back. We have to quit being in this. Let's be empathetic with people and let's help people, because even in the regard to what you're sharing right now, the most important thing you can do to avoid this is to be healthy. And how do I be healthy, right? How can I make myself more healthy? How can I step into taking more personal responsibility for my health? And you have a perfect way to do that. Effective leadership is impossible without empathy, unless, of course, you're like a dictatorship. Dictatorship works without empathy. You don't need empathy as a dictator. You just have your authoritarian. But that's not what we're about, you know, right? We know that our leadership when we're out there is about helping people. We're not leading them with a stick or a prod. We're leading them with education and with love and with connectiveness. If you look at the people that you're working with, they spend maybe 40 hours a week in their business, but that is only 2,000 hours of the 8,700 hours they have in a year. So when we look at that, this is a concept of you, 3/4 of their lives have nothing to do with the business. So how are we being interested in them? If 3/4 of their life is not their work, what kind of questions are we finding out about them? Well, how are we connecting with them? How can we become more personal with them? Recognize that it's about connecting with them at different levels than just a business level. It's about connecting with them in terms of their personal lives. You cannot effectively reach customers if you don't grasp their needs. And again, empathy is a listening concept, not a teaching or telling, right? Empathy isn't about teaching and telling. Empathy is about be quiet and listen. And then we go out there and you can start evaluating yourself and say, well, Mary Jo, I found this person, they really need income. So I just went, did a whole presentation for like 25 minutes on how they can make money in Manatech and blah, 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 blah. And I said, when did their eyes roll back? Right? When did their eyes roll back? And maybe that's why it's not working well for you, because you're just always tell. So we want to be more from empathy. What do they want to create in their lives? How do you see your life being different in the next 5 years? What are you going to be doing different about them? What are some of your, what are things that you're passionate about? You know, and find out. Be a Sherlock Holmes, right? Find out what are their interests, what they're interested in, what's important for their lives. Do they enjoy community, right? And here, write this down again. Seek first to understand and then to be understood. When you seek a real understanding from somebody else, you're affirming the other person and what they have to say. And people love to be affirmed. They will think you're the greatest person on the face of the earth because they aren't getting affirmation from very many people in their life. So show up big and watch. They'll follow you anywhere. You also want to kind of find out what their fears are. How can you support them, right? How can you help them overcome fears? You know, if you help people overcome their fears, you're going to buy a lifelong relationship with them. But most of that doesn't happen just in your first conversation. But if they can walk away from you and go, wow, this is what you want. You want somebody to walk away after your conversation and you want them to say, wow, that is one really cool person, without really maybe finding out very much about you at all. The reason you're such a cool person is because you listen to them. Yeah. So, but it's about discovery. And then how do I support them? How do I best support them? In our digital world, we use FaceTime, Zoom, three-way calls, video clips, all of this. There are many ways that we can share with people and get them involved, you know, with, you know, us and understanding us better and understanding themselves better and understanding how we care. Because, again, that principle that we always talk about, that number one principle, write this across your forehead. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That principle in and of itself probably was the biggest shift in my business. In my first year, I think I tell a lot of people about getting involved with Manatech. I was a lawyer and businesswoman, and, you know, all of a sudden I find myself in network marketing. I have no idea what it is. No one ever talked to me about it before. My dad just had a miracle result. So that's why I got involved. And so here I am in network marketing. So I go out there and I just handle it just like I did my business, and always at top leadership and, you know, management positions and being a lawyer, and I all knowledge, all knowing, and I just shove my knowledge on top of everybody. How did that work for you? Three-letter word, not, N-O-T. Didn't matter. I needed to sit back and understand that all my knowledge in the world is not going to make this business work. What will make this business work is my heart. And it was when I went to Dr. Niecy Moore training, where she talked about people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, that it was like a light bulb went off in my head. Now, the good thing about Mary Jo, the bad thing is I wasn't trained to ever do this kind of business or out there and sell and market. The good thing was I was very trainable. When you see it not working for you, the worst thing you can do is say, this isn't for me. The best thing you could do is say, how can I be trainable? How can I be more vulnerable to learning instead of believing and shortchanging myself, like it's not possible for me and making up all sorts of excuses? That is all negative programming inside of you. When people tell me sometimes, well, Mary Jo, this just isn't for me, I feel really badly, because I look at Manatech as many of you do. What is Manatech except for contributing and pouring into people's lives to help them have greater health and financial security in their lives if they choose it? And why wouldn't I want to impact their lives in that way? Right? So that's the way you need to look at it. What are you in this for? Contribution. So why aren't we out there making contribution? Because we're chasing dollars, or we're so focused on ourselves, or we're afraid that we're not going to say the right thing, or blah, blah. Fears, self-insecurities. We have all this nonsense going on inside of us. Let it go. If you understand the four-letter word, L-O-V-E, you can go out there and basically have make an impact on anybody, anywhere, anytime. You don't have to be the know-it-all. You don't even have to pronounce glycobiology. You can just go out there and talk to people about what's interesting them. And invariably in every conversation, health and wealth will come up. It'll come up. And I love the idea that Manatech does 100% money-back guarantee, because I can actually tie in a coaching program with that and say, okay, so give it 6 months. Let's see what happens. Let's go out there and make this happen. I want you on, you know, the combo pack, $200 a month for 6 months. And if you're not satisfied with the products and with the results you create, then you have an option to get all your money back. It's called product coaching in a package. And that's what I love to do. That's my new approach to the business. I want to just help support them 100% so they can feel like they're not at risk. Today, it's no risk. It's going out there and let's go make a difference in the world. And I know the two of us and the five of us and the 10 of us can do this together. We're better together. We're better together. And you'll always make better if you truly understand somebody else's perspective, right? I mean, the minute you, if you don't take the time to understand their perspective, you're going to have a hard time meeting their needs. And if you can show them how you can meet their needs, I'm going to tell you 90% of the time you're going to get them to bite. Because people are looking for answers today. But how do you know how to answer them if you don't, you're not a great listener? You have to have that empathy to really sit back and listen to them and understand what's most important to them. So, and maybe it's not that they, maybe people don't want better health. Maybe they just want to become a better parent. Maybe they want just want to, you know, watch their kids grow up and they want the best for their kids and you know, all these different things. But you can talk about the better health concept in a different ways to satisfy what they're looking for. Does that make sense? So if somebody says, oh, Mary Jo, the most important thing in my world is my kids and da-da-da, and I want to make sure they get a good education, they have a good opportunity to go forward, and I'm going, great, great, great. And I said, so do you have any concerns about your kids in terms of their intellectual capacity or their health or anything that's going on for you? And, whoa, yeah, Mary Jo, so right away I can, knowing now that their children is their main focus, let's talk about the children. I no longer talk about them, I talk about the kids. And how to get them on the right path, so of protection, so nothing slips up. They're doing as much as they can. We never can prevent ourselves from getting anything out there, but we can do a lot in a preventive way that's going to support the human body. And that's what we talk to them about. We'll share with them about, you know, how do I protect my children? Because I look at, you know, I can talk about my grandchildren until I'm blue in the face. Not one of them is on any prescription drug. None of them ever got ADHD, allergies, asthma, all those AAAA conditions that children just collect like flies on calf dung, right? I mean it's like crazy how what's going on out there today in our society. Most kids graduating from high school are already on two or three prescription drugs. That makes no sense to me. We're better than that. The human body is better than that. But the foods we put in it today and what we eat off that grocery store shelf, it's an abomination. So it's how do we help people learn how to do grocery shopping more effectively, how taking the right supplements, ensuring that their bodies are getting these incredible nutrients, right? That's what we want to do and help others to do that, and you have the way to do that. So, but what if the person, we talked about health a lot, right, and how to listen for that and have empathy around health, but we also want to empathy about business opportunity. And business opportunity today is huge. We're living in the greatest, if you've been with this company for a year or 5 years or 10 years, you're living in the absolute most incredulous time for this business. Because everybody out there who I know of, except for CEOs of companies that aren't going under, they're all looking. Everyone. They don't know where their next dollars are coming from. People are praying for the next, you know, bailout from the federal government or something. They're collecting unemployment, and that's just barely getting, you know, getting their ends met. And you know, people aren't buying chains of stores are going out of business left and right, and we're going to see even more of this happen in the month of June and July because people don't have the disposable cash that they had. So all those little extras that we used to buy all the time, oh my goodness. Car manufacturers. My husband retired. He wanted to get a new car. That was always our plan. He went to the car lot. They're not making cars. He went to Toyota. They're not making cars right now. Are you guys getting this? They stopped the production lines because who's buying cars today? Good question, isn't it? So recognize what's going on out there. The economy is like on a crazy tailspin. So are people looking for different sources of income? Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're not looking for something that's a permanent 8-to-5 job. Most of these people are just trying to find something on the side. They're looking for something on the side. How can I make an extra $500,000 a month? Would that make a difference in your family's lives? You use that line today out there, and people will go, of course it makes a huge difference in my family's life. Great. Let me sit down. Do you have an extra 10 minutes, 15 minutes? I'd love to talk you through this. And then you can, because, I mean, it's a given. And you can always open up the conversation and say, you can just talk to people when you meet them and you just go, so how's this whole coronavirus thing impacting you and your family? Blah, blah, blah. What's going on differently? What about economically? Blah, blah, blah. And you can talk about that, right? Lead into the conversation. Show empathy. Listen to what they've gone through and they're going through with what's happening economically in their families. And now you can step in and say, what? Wow. You know what? I just started a person on a program where in 3 to 6 months, they have the opportunity to make like $500 to $1,000 on a monthly basis. Would you be interested in participating with us on that program? I'd love to step into your life and help you. Wow. What are they going to say? No, thank you. Right? Yeah. And then you can talk because the gig economy is, I mean, you don't have to use the word gig. I mean, my goodness, I did some research about the gig, and there are like 10 words out there that people are using for the gig. In fact, I showed my nephew one of them, and he goes, Mary Jo, that's not what it is. That's not what they call it on the West Coast. And I go, okay, so it depends on which coast you're on and what age group you're in and blah, 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 right? So just know there are about 10 different words for the gig economy. But it's out there. It basically says the same thing to everybody. What is it? It's about getting some kind of side job that's going to help financially support the family. And what a great way to do that by just impacting people's lives and by bringing health into their lives. So at the Man Alive, I gave a talk, and I talked about the 10. And I think, Lid, did you attach it to the outline? Yeah, attached to the outline. I actually gave you my talk. I know I had somebody say, well, Mary Jo, I don't need it because I listened to it and just took down notes and wrote everything that you said. I go, wow, sorry. I could have just sent it to you. So I gave you, in that talk I did, I talked about why Manatech, right? Why does Manatech outdo the rest of all these gigs out there, whether it's Uber or whatever it might be? People have a lot of options in the gig world today, don't they? I mean, a ton. It's only getting larger, and it's going to even be larger. Why? Because a lot of these corporations, hear me out, a lot of these corporations are not bringing back their employees. They're downsizing like crazy because their sales are off, so they're downsizing like crazy. They're looking at the concept of, why do I need the overhead of these huge office buildings that we're renting, right? I don't need all this staff around here. I can contract out. I can have people on side gigs that are doing A, B, C, D, and they're going to just continuously revamp until they figure out how they can basically contract out for probably 20, 30, 40, 50% of what they used to have in-house. The gig world's only going to grow, I think, astronomically in the next 12 months because of the impact of coronavirus. So the idea becomes, why do they want to do what we offer versus all these other, you know, gigs that are out there for them to take advantage of? And I put together 10 reasons why Manatech outdoes the rest, right? If you look at cost to operate, with a lot of the gigs out there, you have to use your house or your rental properties, or you have to use their car, like Uber and Lyft. That's probably one of the most popular ones. That you don't get paid for your wear and tear on your car. So you don't have none of those outside costs, because with Manatech, you're just operating out of a your own homes, and you already have your home or your where you're residing, whatever that is for you. So you don't have those overhead costs. Investments in inventory. A lot of these places, you have to buy inventory and manage inventory. You know, you want to do Amazon business. You want to work with Etsy or make your own products and sell on the Internet. So, you know, all of that costs a lot of money. With Manatech, you don't have to have any inventory. No inventory required. Your customers buy directly from Manatech. Number three, waiting for customers to call. In other words, with Uber and similar gigs, and if you do something on the Internet, you do Amazon, you have to wait for people to have a demand. With Manatech, you can go out and create the demand. If you're an Uber driver, you're not going to call 20 people and see if they need a ride somewhere, right? With Manatech, you create the demand. You're in control of the demand for your product. Number four, production of marketing materials. In most gigs, you've got to do your own. If you're going to create your own products and you're going to create your own business online, whatever that might be. But with Manatech, you know, they create all the materials. And I love the new gig economy piece. I think it's terrific. Terrific. And we're working on more. Trust me, I was on the phone endless hours last week with more materials coming out. So it's fun to see what they're producing and what's coming up. Number five, passion. I don't know how somebody gets passionate about Uber. I know Lydia was an Uber driver for a while, and she lost her passion when people started throwing up in her back seat because she said she felt like she was a ministry to drunks on Friday and Saturday nights, and that lasted for about 2 weeks before she said, I'm not doing it. And she was done. She totally quit Uber driving altogether, right? So passion is a big part of it. And I think we can be really passionate. I know I can. If you can't get passionate about helping other people, then probably don't belong in Manatech. If you have a passion for others and you want to contribute in their lives and you want to help make a difference in their lives, whether it's health or wealth, then now Manatech's a place for you to do it, right? And we also have a huge purpose greater than us. M5M is another one. How do we help change the world at the same time? Number six, technology advances. In typical gig, there's no real technological advantage to a typical gig, but for Manatech, you have the personal web pages, the mobile app, the weekly pay, ATM, all being used to give us a tremendous advantage. So when anything new happens, it changes for us like overnight. Number seven, income. And if you remember back when John Fleming did his piece in his magazine and he talked about how the average compensation, I was shocked. When I saw the chart, I was shocked. I was shocked that the average compensation, even when you get into Uber and you know, Airbnbs, Airbnb was the top one because you're renting property, but you have to own property to rent it out, right? So that's not always easy. But the other ones like the Uber and stuff like that, we're talking about people making $300 to $400 on a monthly basis, max. That's like the average income of Uber drivers. That shocked me. I thought it would be way over that. And here we have a program to show people how to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, right? And what is that program? Some of you go, oh, Mary Jo, how do you do that? Well, it's in the gig economy booklet, that little, you know, document you can get off the library. And it's just like four or five pages. It's the only thing I use when I talk to people about the compensation plan today. There's plenty of more aspects to the comp plan, but let's get you to $500 to $1,000 a month. That's my target. Because I know one thing, if I can help somebody make $500,000 a month, they're going to stay. If I can't get them there, they probably won't keep doing the business. That's a minimum amount of money that people are going to want to make to stay and look at it as a serious gig for them. So help them with that. You don't have to show the big bucks and you don't have to show smaller amounts. Just show them $500 to $1,000 a month. One-time pay, every other gig is when you sell something or serve something, you get paid. You know, Manatech, you have to build your business, get paid continuously. In other words, the minute I'm done serving somebody, I can sign up a new customer like we did last week. Guess what? They're on automatic order. It's not a one-time pay. All my energy and effort that went into that one customer can become a lifetime of payout. I don't know where you have that anywhere else. That's one of the attributes of this industry that just is so cool compared to everything else that's out there. And that's important for you to emphasize that. time's your only limited asset. So if you're only getting paid for your time in the moment, you're not getting, I'm still getting paid. I started signing people up 24 and a half years ago. And you know what? I have a lot of those people that still buy every single month. So that's not a 25, that's a 25-year payout cycle. 12 months, 25 years for one activity. Where else do you have that? Creating community is number 9. We create community. People are looking for community everywhere. They want to join something. They want to feel a part of something. They want to feel that they have friends, that people connect with them, that love on them and hug on them. That's what we want, that. We have that incredible like-minded community where we go on incentive trips together, recognition, you know, great events like Man Alive and other things that we get to do together. And we have another one coming up next weekend, not this weekend, the weekend after. And then we have another Man Alive in August that we're getting excited about, that we call Manifest, right, that we're doing same way we did the Man Alive. So it's great, all these events that we can do together, and we create this community, and that's why, you know, you guys are on the phone this morning with me. You have a community with Mary Jo. I'm probably not your upline. Some of you I am. But the idea is that we have this community. We have the Thurston's call. We have the Wendy Kramer's call and Amanda and Paulette and their call on Mondays. You have all this community that you have. Isn't that great? I love it. I love the community. Because we're all part of a family, and we look at it that way. And then number 10, greater results, greater rewards. So the concept is that there's not a limit on it. You're limited if you do a lot of those other gigs because you're exchanging time for dollars. This is not happening here. Great rewards, you can go all over the world, you can travel Costa Rica, put it on your dream board, make it happen. So those are the reasons why Manatech in the gig, right? And we have all of that we can share. People are looking for income today. So let's make sure we have that down pat. We know how to share that. So, again, let's take all of this, shift our mindsets to be one of empathy, one of contribution, one of listening to people, having that empathy for what's going on in their life. And there's a tremendous amount of economic worry in our world today, and you have an answer. But you don't tell them the answer if they don't pose the question. We love to tell. Become a great listener. And now you truly are going to see your results catapult off the charts, because now you can come from solution to what's most meaningful to them versus telling them what they need. No one wants to be told what they need, but everybody would love to hear some possible solutions to their issues they face. Right? Okay, everyone, that's it for today. Hope this helped you. Empathy, top leadership skill. Let's go out there and show it, exhibit it every opportunity we have. Be a great listener, because that's your number one way towards greater empathy. Any questions, any comments? Hopefully did you like the 10 lists of what makes us the best gig out there? Did that help you a little bit? Maybe you can use that. Oh, quiet group today. It must be Monday morning. Oh,
it's Mary Jo. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mary. How are you, Dow?
Awesome.
That really helped me a lot, Mary Jo. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
The thing
John?
I see, though, how do we help people that...
Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Your voice is coming in and out.
Okay.
Mary?
How about... Okay, is this better?
A little bit. Yep.
Okay, so if people just want fat loss, but there's viruses going around, so you say when we're listening, we got to give them what they want, not what we want to give them.
Yeah. You always have the opportunity to do something more down the road. Does that make sense? If you satisfy their immediate need that they're looking for, assuming that it's part of what our panoply is and what our solution is, when you satisfy that and you really meet them where their need is, you know what? It's super, because they're going to feel like, wow, I'm not being sold. This person really listened to me. They're coming at me, da-da-da. And then you build relationship with them over time, because now you have them in your fold. They're buying what they saw they needed, and they gradually get to know about other products. And there's drip campaigns. There's all sorts of ways that make that happen. I actually send out a mana mail each month that just highlights some new product. And it's amazing. People love it. They go, oh, Mary Jo, I never knew about this product. And they're so excited. And I don't feel bad. I go, oh, Mary Jo, you could have sold it to them 10 years ago. No. Our problem is you load them up with everything you think they need. What are you doing? It's your agenda, not theirs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can start somebody on a bottle of Manacea, and you know what? Say okay. Mm-hmm. And then I gradually can drip on them over the next 6 months. I can, you know, I can send them a Let's Go Natural DVD and say, hey, I found this crazy DVD I did 15 years ago. I think you'll laugh and giggle at Mary Jo presenting. And I can just send it to them and go, maybe you'll enjoy the content. You know, these are the products that really got me excited about Manatech, right? And just do it that way.
Yes.
It's just like, okay. Instead of in their face, this is what you need. This is, I'm the expert. No.
And with
if
the
want,
mana mail,
yeah?
Can you do that with Success Tracker? Or is that just
when,
can
we
can
do mana mail with Success Tracker? You're going to pick up all their contact information. That's where you get all, you can accumulate all the contact information of everybody in your organization off of Success Tracker, and you can just plug it in, and that and then every time you want to send out a mana mail, you have all the data you have, because you as upline have all the contact information of everyone in your downline.
Mm-hmm. But
is
but
that
then
cool?
You put it together. Yeah.
Yeah, mana mail. It's so simple. Yeah. And you don't have to do it monthly. You can do it quarterly. You can choose. But it's just a mechanism of connectiveness with everybody. And it's especially great. Manatech throws out a lot of, you know, specials from time to time. A lot of your people aren't going to the website, or they're not reading their messages from Matt. They put it in junk, or they blah, blah, blah. But when they get something from you, guess what? They'll read it. And you can throw a cute little video. You can have a big splashy picture. I have fun with them. I actually just, you know, enjoy them. Because you can have a blast. You can do all sorts of fun things, right? You can just, and we do funny videos. We put funny faces. We'll make people, I like to evoke emotions, you know, get people laughing or smiling or something, or tell a joke or something. You know, I make it so it's not boring. Because most of the things coming out of Mana, and I'm not criticizing Manatech, it's just they're doing what they need to do, but it's not, they're not, I mean, it's not going to be something people laugh and giggle and think, well, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. That I've never heard that, right?
Right.
And then you also have the opportunity, like let's say I just signed somebody up on True Health. They wanted to lose fat loss, blah, 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 Mary Jo, but forget it. It's great. True Health has got all those vitamins, minerals in it, and a lot of antioxidants and a lot of great stuff. I might start educating them more on what they're getting in it, too, so that they really get, hey, did you realize that this is what's in your product as well? I just want to, you know, and here's the AO, and you could show them what, you know, the studies that are on AO. You might, you know, start educating them more on what they're getting. So that when they get off the True Health program, you don't lose them, because you're going to say, hey, great, I'm glad you lost your weight, blah, 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 but what about taking care of your body? You know what you're doing while you're on the product, and they're going to get it because you've been educating them along the way.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Cool?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So a lot of great ways, but just be, you know, always look at yourself, say, be of service. We sometimes get the word selling instead of the word service. When you do that, you're going to be in confusion, and you're going to find out that you don't keep people. You might get them on board, but they don't stay with you because they feel like they're constantly being sold. My people know, you know, that's all I want them to know. Know my heart. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to interfere in your life if you want me to, because I want you to be as healthy as you can be. But that's up to you to decide what that looks like, not Mary Jo. Does that help a little bit? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that helps a lot. Took a page notes there. And so, wait, one last thing about the mana mail. So you're putting in each email. I know years ago they told us, you know, make sure you send to everybody through Success Tracker. So can I just download?
Through Success Tracker. I don't send anything through Success Tracker. I have my own bank. We use MailChimp to send it out.
Okay.
We've been using MailChimp for years and years and years.
Okay.
And you have up to 2,000 with no cost. No cost up to 2,000.
And you don't put each one in the first time manually. You could just download
manually? No, I think Lydia captured it out of She exported it out of the back office.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Cool, cool.
Nice. Thanks.
Now, what happens is, like, when you get new signups, you have to be, you know, managing that if you're going to be putting
every
in.
Month I go in there, yes.
Lydia goes in every single month, so it just becomes part of that, like, an end-of-month routine where she captures the new signups. Oh, so this is what she's telling me. Here's some, it's good to have, but she should do a training on this. Because I don't manage as part, as you can tell. She goes in every single time we send out a new mana mail, she'll go in and capture the new people.
Okay.
So if we send out a mana mail on April 1st, and then we send out one in June, she'll go back and say, okay, who are the new people we signed up in April, May? Boom, capture them, boom, add them.
Okay.
Good?
Yes.
Yeah. And you can use you can even use mana mail as a name if you want to. I don't have any, you know, it's not trademarked or trade named. I think it's kind of a cute name. Resonates with the people.
Okay.
Good? Yeah.
Love it.
Just love on them. I mean, it's like, you know, I spent probably in my early stages of Manatech, I was like sell, and, you know, and I found myself that, you know, I might have grown a business somewhat in those early stages because we could say heal, cure, mitigate anything, right? I mean, it was a little different story back then. But today it's really about how do I just love on people? I just, you know, that's all I'm interested in. If you're not interested in health, that's okay. It's a choice. Right? Mm-hmm. But I think right now I can't overemphasize that this is a critical time for us because people are heightened in their acknowledgement that the people who are dying and really got sick and passed with coronavirus are people that had impaired health and impaired immune system. And so we can't go out there and represent that this is like going to prevent it. All we can do is say, wow, if we didn't get an awakening in the last 3 months about how important it is to take care of our health, I don't know, what did we learn from this experience? Let's not go through this hellacious experience as a country we've been through and not come out better on the other side. And part of that better is awareness. I need to take care of my body more effectively. I need to make an investment in my health. And I also, what's the other thing that your awareness that comes out of the coronavirus thing? I also need an independent source of financial security because I can't rely on whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty clear. So here you go. There's your opportunity. Okay, everybody, I got to run. Love you guys. Have a great week. Let's go out there and make things happen. And definitely get on your calendar for that event coming up, and not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday. I want to see everybody there on the 26th, 27th, Friday night and Saturday. It's not a whole day thing. It's not going to drive you crazy to sit down for 12 hours like Manalife was. It's only 5. It's limited. But I know Tim will do a great job on training us, and there's a lot of work to do in advance in terms of getting your Manatech app on your phone and playing with it and having 2 prospects. So download that document from Tim and be ready and prepared. Okay, everyone, have a great week. Talk to you. Bye.
Thanks.